Hey leaders, before we get into this episode, I wanted to tell you about a free event that I'm hosting, your Personal Leadership Audit Live Workshop. I've put the workshop together because if you want to stand out as an exceptional leader, you have to know yourself, inside and out. Understanding your strengths and weaknesses is critical, and for that, you need a high degree of self-awareness and a commitment to self-reflection. Now, if you're committed to unlocking your leadership potential, then working through a self-assessment like this is going to help you to quickly identify a path to higher impact. I'll be leading you through a deep dive into the 7 imperatives of my No Bullshit Leadership Framework, so that by the end of the session, you'll know exactly what areas you need to develop if you really want to stand out from the crowd. We're only opening up 150 spots, so register now at yourceomentor.com/workshop. That's yourceomentor.com/workshop.
Welcome to the No Bullshit Leadership Podcast. In a world where knowledge has become a commodity, this podcast is designed to give you something more. Access to the experience of a successful CEO who has already walked the path. So join your host, Martin Moore, who will unlock and bring to life your own leadership experiences and accelerate your journey to leadership excellence.
Welcome to Moments with Marty, your short, sharp shot of leadership insight to help you stay on track between our weekly episodes of the No Bullshit Leadership Podcast. One of the most useful leadership models that I've come across in my travels is situational leadership theory. Now, the fundamental premise is that since every individual is different and has a different level of capability and maturity, you should adapt your own leadership style to optimize results. This means you have to read the play, to know when it's appropriate to push harder, when it's appropriate to work more closely with someone, and when it's appropriate to stand back and just let them get on with it. The 4 different styles that the model outlines are telling, selling, participating, and delegating. Now, as you might imagine, you would use the very directive style of telling for someone with a low level of maturity and capability. And at the top of the food chain, you would only use delegating with someone who's extremely mature and whom you could rely upon to deliver high-quality outcomes with little intervention. Of course, the world isn't really as clear-cut as all of that. There's 1,000 shades of grey when it comes to your people's capability and maturity, and every individual's different. Your style will never be as definitive as the model might suggest. But it's a really good mental frame to remind us to adapt our style for the individual rather than pursuing a one-size-fits-all strategy. Now, many leaders arrogantly assume that it's up to the individual to work out how to adapt to their leadership style. But this ignores one really critical piece of information. When you strip everything else away, your fundamental job as a leader is to get the most value you possibly can from the resources that have been entrusted to you. And this, of course, includes the people on your team. You have an obligation to do everything you can to bring out their best, and sometimes this means adapting your style to suit them. It's also not a static grid. Performance management can often push you to adapt your style in a backwards or a forwards fashion. And what I mean by that is that, for example, you might start with a new direct report by using a delegating style. This bestows your trust upon them and assumes they can do what they're paid to do in a professional and high-quality fashion. And look, for many people who work for you, this is absolutely going to be the case. But other times, you'll notice that someone whom you've given a lot of freedom to isn't delivering to the standard you expect. So you might need to get a little closer to them to help them work out what they need to do and what they need to change in order to be successful. This might push you back down the curve from delegating to participating, or even from participating to selling. But that's heading in the wrong direction, and that's not sustainable. Trend is your friend, and anyone who isn't doing the job to the required standard needs to demonstrate a trend of improvement. Everyone on your team ultimately needs to be able to perform to the minimum acceptable standard without your constant intervention. So you need to learn how to read the play. Sometimes back off if you want to give your people the best chance of being successful. But also to know when to step on the gas and demand a little bit more. This is the hard work of leadership. For more depth on this insight, Have a listen to episode 63 of the No Bullshit Leadership podcast, Reading the Play. We'll leave a link in the notes. I really hope you enjoyed this moment and that it gives you that extra little spark to be a no bullshit leader.